Then there's a test in a few weeks, which is the period in which this continuing resolution ends. And I want to go through it with you a little bit because it's worth highlighting, because they rely on you not knowing about the budget process in order, and they being the uniparty, the deep state, the establishment, what have you, that they rely on you not knowing about it so they can just slide through everything they want to slide through. And so the continuing resolution that McCarthy, in my view, wrongly signed on for, essentially fully funded everything that's been happening in Washington with no reform, no restrictions, right? And in theory, the way it's supposed to work, and the members of the House get together and they pass an appropriations bill by agency or two or three, depending on the bill. And these appropriations bills, 12 or 13 in total, they similarly get passed by the Senate with their priorities. And if there are policy differences that are funded under law through these appropriation bills, they're supposed to be hammered out with each other. Now, obviously, the House of Representatives, in theory, controlled by Republicans, would be passing appropriations bills that would hopefully do some of the things that conservatives want done in terms of defunding the Biden border invasion, defunding censorship, defunding the tax on Trump, et cetera. Now, of course, Democrats running the Senate, and frankly, a lot of Republicans don't want to do any of that. So if they can't agree, there's no money. And that goes back to this continuing resolution scheme that the left uses to fund their operations every year, which is our gargantuan spending bills called either continuing resolutions. You've heard omnibuses or minibuses. Some people kind of vulgarly call them crapulouses. But that's what happens. They just put everything off to the last minute, and they don't give anybody any time. And since no one can agree on anything, they just agree to keep on spending what they spent the previous year, with a little bit extra. So obviously, that's not the conservative way to approach things, certainly if you're looking for some reform and a reflection of the policies that the voters have who actually gave the Republicans the majority in the House. And from Judicial Watch's perspective, we want, you know, and I think you want, some reform here, some anti-corruption statements through this continuing resolution process or this omnibus process or this appropriations process. So Speaker Johnson suggested that if there's going to be a continuing resolution again, because they're not going to have these appropriations bills done by the middle of next month. It's not going to happen. Certainly, even if the House has it, the Senate won't proceed because there's little political interest in doing it on the Senate. They're happy just to get what they got last year, plus a little bit more, the Democrats and Joe Biden. But Speaker Johnson suggested that if there is to be another continuing resolution to give people more time to do what, I'm not sure, but anyway, that there would be some restrictions put in place, right? Which was good, right? So maybe he's listening. Maybe he wants to do some reforms through this continuing resolution. And he's going to tell Democrats and encourage his colleagues in the House to tell the liberals and the leftists who are ruining the government that if you want the government to, quote, be funded, there are certain things that are going to have to happen. There's going to be a red line or two or three or four or five, but at least one. Who knows? Maybe they'll say, if you want more government funding or the government to keep on getting money, we're going to have to secure the border. And we're not going to fund our own destruction by giving the Biden administration money to move millions of illegal aliens into the country. Imagine if that was the line. Or imagine if the line was, you're not going to spend money to try to jail Trump. And to the degree your cutouts in Fulton County, Georgia, and up in New York City are relying on federal money in part to do their schemes against Trump, we're going to cut that off too. Imagine that. You're not going to censor Americans. Imagine that with federal tax dollars. So the question for Republicans is, and honest conservatives, are they going to do anything? Is there anything that they'd be willing to fight over? And if they if it doesn't work out the way they want, would they be willing to shut the government down over it? Is there anything they're willing to make a stand on?